The Residents Trust, we observe the breakdown in the rule of law and the police attempting to restore order. This is a symptom of a deep-seated problem of complacency and political interference in the operations of the local authority, the city of Harare. The absence of arresting powers of the municipal police has created serious problems for their own law enforcement and ensuring that there is peace in Harare. These are merely symptoms of a deep-rooted problem of high rates of unemployment, where unemployed youth have resorted to coming up with their own measures to earn a living. However, they are doing it through political prostitution, where they are being used by political heavyweights who are pocketing money instead of benefiting the council.
Mr. Chiroto, has the city of Harare failed to control the situation?
Now, in that respect, definitely, I think we failed, because up until our municipal police have been given arrest in the past, where we can prosecute offenders, we would continue to be lumbered with these type of problems. Above all, it is the political will by our leaders to make sure that they put a full stop to this type of behavior by the youth, usually coming from political parties. Because in the local authority, there's nothing much we can do.
When you say there's nothing much that you can do, so what does this mean? You're just going to sit there, or what other options do you have, you know, to solve these problems in Harare?
The only option that we have is actually meeting. Now we have met Prime Minister Mugabe. I'm the Prime Minister of Zimbabwe. I think what we now need to do is to meet with President Robert Mugabe. I'm actually chairing a committee which is preparing a document that will be submitted to all the principals. Like I said, there's nothing much we can do. We don't have any arresting powers. We depend when it comes to this issue, which is the RRP.
Precious, what do you make of that? Do you think that there is more that the Harare City Council can do besides just waiting for the principals to intervene?
There is absence of real policy-making capacity on the part of the city councillors. There is the absence of, I think, a strong technical department with the capacity to initiate and develop policies to bring to the councillors for adoption and implementation. The fact that we are struggling and pointing fingers at the city of Harare is a clear indicator that the rule of law has broken down. If the rule of law was really being upheld, you would have residents having confidence in the police, making reports to the nearest police stations within their local communities. And these towns would have been arrested a long time ago. They have consistently abused women. They have consistently hiked fares. And they have actually taken control of those areas using physical violence against those who complain. A policy should have been in place outlining the government's vision on restoring law and order on the streets to rein in non-vigilante groups like Chipangano.
You mentioned that the residents, they have no confidence in the police, but what about in the council? Because at the end of the day, it's the council that is supposed to deal with these problems at local government level.
That's why I say the residents, they have lost the confidence in the city councillors, because they have demonstrated their incapacity to develop policies that respond to residents' concerns. If the council says they have nothing else to do, as represented by the deputy mayor, Shibi Kunaza, the leader of the notorious group in Imbari, is an employee of the council in the Department of Housing. If they instituted proceedings to discipline him, and if necessary, to dismiss him from employment through legal means, they have stooped to the levels of the Chipangano group by engaging in political rhetoric without concrete steps being taken to enhance their policy-making capacity. to enhance their technical capacity.
Mr. Chiroto, Mr. Shumba is saying that you are engaging in political rhetoric, and surely you don't need the principals to tell you to discipline people like Jimmy Kunaka or, you know, some of these rowdy touts. What is stopping you from dealing with these people?
Well, we are dealing with Jimmy Kunaka. It's not like we are not doing anything about him, but he's just one person. There could be three or four who are employees of council, but we also realize that there is quite a number. If we are to deal with Jimmy Kunaka alone without actually dealing with the whole issue, without dealing with everyone that is involved, but we can only deal with them if they commit these crimes during their working hours. If they are to be engaged in the politics after work and they go about doing whatever they do, there are no basis for firing them. You know, we don't want to end up with an egg on our faces where these guys will go to court and win cases. Our municipal police were harassed by gun-carrying people, especially the incident that took place in Heathcliff. More than 10 of our officers in a bus were threatened with a gun by one Justice Andasara in Heathcliff, who stopped them from restricting illegal occupants of a piece of land, you know, that they had invaded. And then we reported this as a local authority, and nothing was done to this guy. So this is why I'm saying, under such a scenario, there's very little that we can do where we report and no one is arrested.
How do you respond to people who say they've lost confidence in the council also because, you know, the councillors, including yourself, are corrupt, and even recently your own party, the MDC, fired you because of these allegations?
Well, I don't respond to that. Why you have a policy in our country? The right thing to do is to go to the police. And anyone who has got evidence to say there is a case, go to the police.
Precious Shumba, what do you make of the question that I've asked the deputy mayor, especially on the issue of corruption?
While I hear that he talks about evidence and the report to the police so that things can be proven, there is moral corruption. There is evidence-based corruption. The moral standing of most councillors is at its lowest ebb. Some have relocated from the ones in which they were originally elected to stand for. And this has been the proven during the pre-budget consultation meeting that are being held. Some of these councillors are strangers to their own ones. And the people are wondering where these people were all along now that they are coming to talk about the next budget. These councillors have also not been pushing hard to have audited accounts. We understand the movement demands that accountability is one of their values and principles, transparent utilization of resources. But you find some councillors, we monitored the 40 meetings during the weekend. They were at the forefront of defending incompetent employees who have failed to ensure that we have audited accounts in the city of Harare. And this has created a room for rampant corruption involving elected councillors and senior management of councils. So this has somehow devalued the office of the councillor. This has eroded the confidence of the citizenry in the office of the councillor. And this is linked directly to the corruption that we witness in our bus terminal, that we witness in the allocation of car parks, that we witness in the housing allocation, that we witness in the tendering process, the procurement of water treatment chemicals, and the issues of the breakdown in the rule of law. It is simply a symptom that has been exacerbated by a group of councillors who are unwilling to be unpopular for making the right decisions.